Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Monday, June 9th, drive time in effect here on a not-so-beautiful day in the Twin Cities. Looks like we're finally getting a little bit of sun after another rainy one. Hope you had a good weekend. It's Father's Day week. Should we make a big deal out of Father's Day week? I feel like Mother's Day week is like, it's a big thing. For good reason. For good reason. Father's Day week? We should dig into this a little more, Dan. Maybe dads just, we don't care. Like, leave us alone. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Today is the special session. It's in effect right now. That is our top story in the D Rush Hour News headlines, the lead.
Now, time to get you caught up on some of the biggest stories of the day. These are the DeRush Hour headlines.
Good evening. Our top story.
This just in.
Our top story.
And we begin tonight.
We begin with the lead.
And the work is underway. Many of us, when the governor called the special session, were curious if we would actually achieve the suspension of the rules, even. Kind of getting things done enough to get it going. Let's check in with our friend Blois Olson. It's time for a drive time take. Blois is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And Blois, how would you characterize how things have been going today since the legislature gaveled in their special session?
Good afternoon, Jason. Emotional, dramatic, but overall proceeding in a cadence that they should be able to get their work done by 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. The key piece of legislation that brokered the deal Republicans requested, demanded, and voted for was the removal of undocumented adults from Minnesota care. They'll still be eligible through the end of this year, but then they won't be able to apply for Minnesota care next year. That passed the House after a four-hour debate. Then the Senate had a much shorter debate, but four Democrats voted for it in the Senate, only one in the House, and it's on its way to Governor Walz's desk. Now, that is important because Republicans insisted that that be done so that the governor couldn't veto it later or something to that effect. They couldn't play games with that. So that had to be the first piece. And then other bills have started to move along as well.
The curiosity was where the issues were going to come from, right? Where you knew that House Democrats, I mean, this was the bill that some House Democrats were yelling outside the governor's office when he was having a news conference about this topic. Or it was even unrelated, right? It wasn't about this topic and they were freaking out outside his office?
Yeah, no, this is what they freaked out in his office about. Yeah. Yeah. But it's part of the, and then, you know, did they have the votes to go forward with it? But this was one major issue. And what I've been saying, and I said it to Hauser this morning, I've said it to a few other people, Minnesota is becoming a lot more like Washington in many regards. And one of them is that the loudest voices get a lot of attention. But meanwhile, there's 201 legislators, and maybe 30 or 40 of them made a lot of noise. But the rest of the legislature is just kind of going about doing their work, and they're trying to get that all done today. The House has passed a commerce bill, an environmental permitting reform bill. The bonding bill looks like it's got enough votes to get through. So they're making progress, but the loudest issue where people faked like they were dead in the Capitol Rotunda today, immigrant health care will still get most of the headlines.
Yeah. And, you know, it is interesting from a strategic standpoint, because I saw some left-wing Democrats who are, you know, who don't want to kick undocumented immigrants off of Minnesota care. But they were saying, look, why are Democrats willing to give in on give up all these other things and try to protect people who are not even able to vote for Democrats? So the question of, like, you know, the Republicans are getting what they want. Are the Democrats, you know, was this the right one to give up strategically, knowing that maybe they held the line on some other issues that Republicans didn't get what they wanted?
I think absolutely. In fact, at Fluence Advisory, we put out a memo a few weeks ago saying Democrats were going to protect their trifecta trophies. And that was paid family medical leave, earned safe and sick time at all costs. And so Republicans realized that those battles would be really long and hard fought. Yeah. And Governor Walz said no on those as well. So this particular issue, and by the way, California and Illinois have also stopped providing health insurance for undocumented adults. They decided that was the hill they were going to die on. Meanwhile, Democrats got to protect a lot of things. And frankly, they stopped a lot of things that Republicans really wanted because Republicans weren't willing to shut down government for those things that they or their constituencies wanted, especially the business community and things like that.
Have to be done by 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. We'll be watching it throughout the night.
Let's just be clear here. They don't have to be done by 7 o'clock.
That was just the agreement, right?
That's the agreement. But if they're not done, it's not like the lights go out and they have to go home. They will continue their work.
Can't we do that? That would be fun for the morning news shows, right? Like all of a sudden, like, whoosh, all the lights go out.
Sorry. Please leave the building.
Let's have an element of drama. Make it fun. Special session, but make it fun. Can't we add like a little dynamic element to it?
I'm all for fun, Jason, especially at this point in this session.
Yes. Blois Olson with us. Once they get it done, I want to have you back and ask about this idea that, you know, because of the delay in getting things rolling, is that why we're here? Or are we?
We were always going to be late.
I think it's just sort of baked in. It's baked into our process now.
Well, especially with the tied House in one seat majority in the Senate. Right. There's right. many. There's never just.
Well, you know what? I don't need to have you back now. So never mind.
Okay. There you go. Sounds good.
Thanks, Blois. Blois Olson on with Vanita tomorrow morning. Our next story comes from Rochester, Minnesota, which is sharing a message about their community using a brand new tagline. This is Rochester, really.
You might say, Rochester, Minnesota. Really? We say yes, really. Home of Minnesota's highest rated beer, really. A booming live music scene, really. One of the country's top rated speakeasies, really. An oyster bar.
Let's bring Bill Von Bank from Experience Rochester in on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Really, Bill? Really?
Jason, good to hear you again.
I like it. It's tell me a little bit about what you guys were going for here.
Well, who doesn't know Rochester for the amazing healthcare? Everybody. For some people, that's pretty much what they know of Rochester. And we just want to peel back some layers and let people know that there's more to Rochester. There's more to the story of Rochester. We have 160 years of Rochester being the best in healthcare. But we want to tell more. This is a good time to share that story. And with more people traveling, maybe staying a little closer to home this year. This is a good time to roll out the campaign. And so today's the launch.
When you look through and say, like, all right, we know that everybody knows about Mayo, but, you know, was it difficult to find other things to highlight, or how did you guys decide, like, all right, here are some of the other reallys that people will be excited by?
Well, we like to, you've been in news a long time. It's proof points, right? So we wanted to show Rochester based on other reporting or based on other rankings, such as Rochester's number one beer. These are rankings that third parties have done to showcase that we have not just great breweries, but we have the best beer in Minnesota.
What's the beer? What beer are we talking about?
We are talking about a beer from Forager, and it's called Miller's.
Oh,
and you
have
four Z's at the end, so it's a long Z. We also have one of the top-rated speakeasies in North America, ranked number 13 based on Yelp. So these are rankings. So
well, tell people the speakeasy, Bill. I'm giving you the chance. Lay it on me, my man.
I'm giving you the preface. So that's bitter and poor.
Yes.
How about farming some oysters from Maine that you can
that
have
I
fresh?
I did not know about that. That I had no. That was very interesting to me.
And that's at Blue Duck. So just some examples, and of course, we have. Starting this Thursday, we have for two solid months a street fair of 10,000 of all my friends. Every Thursday afternoon, it's called Thursdays Downtown. It's free live music, 100 vendors and artisans. So those are the types of things we're just peeling back the onion to showcase that maybe some people just aren't aware, and it's an easy drive.
I love it. I think it's a really great idea, and there's no doubt this summer – more and more people are concerned about their budget. And also, I think, you know, people in Minnesota get it that Canada is a little ticked at us right now. And I do think people are going to understand, like, you know what, this is a good chance to, like, show some support and show some love for our hometown communities, our hometown hospitality people, and get out there and go vacation here. I think we're going to see it this year.
You're exactly right. I just looked at some travel data today, and you're on point.
Yeah, how about that? We'll just save that clip. Somebody finally said I'm on point today. You're the one. Well, it's good stuff. I'm coming down. I'm planning a trip to come down to Rochester and check out some of those new spots. You know, it's always good to go to Rochester when you're not on your way to the hospital. Like, you know, I mean, take advantage of all the great stuff there is to do down there.
You can make a day trip, but better yet, how about a weekend getaway?
I like it. All right, Bill Von Bagg, Experience Rochester with their new campaign that just launched today. This is Rochester, really. Good stuff. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason.
Bill Von Bagg, good dude. Experience Rochester. As a invite people to come and visit. 521. That's the lead. How about page two? Let's turn the page. And in just a minute, your phone and iPad's going to look a little different soon. Some new news from Apple today. More good news for downtown St. Paul in scavenger season. Why is right now scavenger season? Next.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
D-Rush Hour News headlines, time for page two, and we begin with news that really just came out this afternoon. that your iPhone and your iPad is going to look a little bit different soon. Yeah. Just got a text about it. Apple unveiling a new operating system and a new name. There it is. They're naming it after the year. Isn't this exciting? What level of Apple nerd do you have to be to care about the naming system for the new iOS? Yeah. I mean, peak nerd, right? Like, does anyone care about that? I don't know. But iOS, the new Apple operating system, will be called iOS 26. The new look, they're calling it a liquid paper. So it's like a new design element. Ooh, so cool. The thing that jumped out to me the most, as described in Engadget, is this new feature called Hold Assist.
We're sorry. All of our representatives are still assisting other customers. Please remain on the line as we value your call.
Now, I don't know about you, but like I love hold music, right? I mean, this is fabulous. I like to go to speakerphone and then crank it up and play it throughout my house. But a lot of people don't seem to like the hold music. Where are you on hold music, Dan? Are you pro? Are you con? Does it bother you?
I like creative hold music. So not just the standard Muzak like that, but something a little different.
Something jazzy.
Something that shows that they put a little thought into making me sit on hold for 45 minutes.
Well, now you'll be able to let the phone wait on hold for you. So you click a button, and then when a live agent shows up, it notifies you. I think that's pretty dang nice. They'll change a bunch of other stuff that'll leave you very confused as to where everything is on your phone. iMessage giving you a chance to pull the group chat, which I think is pretty smart, because you know, if you got to figure out what time to have the fantasy football draft or figure out what bar you're going to meet at, like everybody gets to vote. It's pretty good. More good news for downtown St. Paul.
Welcome to the Historic Landmark Center, located on Rice Park in beautiful downtown St. Paul.
TwinCities.com, Pioneer Press reporting, our friend Fred Mello, reporting that the Landmark Center in downtown St. Paul, other than one little space for a cafe, it's 100% leased. I think this is pretty phenomenal news and sort of surprising. The Landmark Center is gorgeous. Romanesque architecture, five-story interior courtyard. It's got those kind of two towers, peaked roofs, the turrets, the gables. Very popular for corporate events and weddings. But new office tenants, who would have predicted that it would go so well? But Fred reporting about Amy Mino, the director of that facility, and they've leased out the whole thing, 100% lease, 25 tenants. Kind of cool, 100% full. Graduation season is also scavenger season. This story is sort of disgusting, to be honest. New York Times writing about how kids throw so much crap out that graduation season has all of these scavengers in the headline. For college students, it's summer vacation. For scavengers, it's Christmas. And the stuff that these scavengers get is shocking. This one woman says she got about almost $7,000 worth of items thrown away by Duke University students. And you're like, well, this is so offensive. They got Valentino sneakers that retail for almost $1,000, a Tovala toaster oven for $400, a Lucite table that should have cost $900. Dumpster diving in college campuses is not new, but social media has given it prominence. Some colleges have tried to address the waste, like Georgetown has a donation drive every year. They collected 49,000 pounds of material. But part of this is kids live far away. So if you're traveling, are you going to pay to move your stuff back, or are you just going to throw it out? And sadly, a lot of this stuff gets thrown out. That's the D-Rush Hour News headlines. Dave Schwartz will join us in minutes to talk about the Twins and the Lynx. We got some hot Lynx talk coming your way in just minutes on CCL.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.